other other. Those who want to be such in sakha-bhava, I become sakha. Like friends, those who want to love me as gopis were loving me as a beloved, I become beloved, their beloved. But he telling, more putra, more sakha, more pranapati, ei bhave jei bhaje more kare shuddha bhakti, apnake bado mane amake samahin, ei bhave ami hai tahar adhin. Those who think that Krishna is my son, he is not God, he is my sakha, friend, he is not God, and he is my beloved, not God. Apna ke mane bado. Nandan Maharaj and Yashodama thinks that Krishna is orphan boy, very little boy. He does not know anything. He cannot move like this. He cannot take a glass of water and milk. I'm superior, Krishna is inferior. He is my child. So, by this, or those who think that Krishna is like us, like Subal Siddham, and also gopis, he is not my son. Srimati Radhika thinks that Krishna's father has 9 lakhs of cows, and my father is more superior.
11 lakhs.
11 million?
Yes.
11 million of cows. So I am not less than him, I am superior. Krishna should be my subordinate. I will order him and he is bound to carry my order. Oh Krishna, come on. Krishna, come. What do you want? Oh, bring my that thing. Oh, where is my betterness? Krishna will do with his hands and give betterness. So he is controlled by this. And where there is a mood that Krishna is God and we are very ordinary men like this, then he will not be controlled. He may be someplace glad, but not controlled. You can read this purport of Swamiji or translation.
If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, think of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great, considering me his equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him. You want the first one?
Yes.
First one. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, three kinds of
computer. So try to follow. You can tell to teach persons the way by which going we can attain that thing. So he has come to preach the way.
Marga
means
way.
The straight way. This is the thing. He cannot preach that rock. It is in the heart of Chaitanya Srimati Radhika. He can taste these things. He cannot preach these things. So we don't preach these things. Only mark the way. From Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Raga, these things. So in this world we were preaching only from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. Not bhava. Bhava is not of preaching. It is to be tested here. So this is the mission of Swamiji also, Rupa Goswami also, and all others. They have come only descended to this, give rag marg. No harm to listen about this rag marg. So we can, if you have Shraddha, we can read Srimad Bhagavatam, we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we can read this Chaitanya Charitamrita. If there is no faith, we will sleep, we'll tell that faith, this is not good. Like crows, they do kaw, 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 and they taste very bitter fruit, Neem. But cockle will not go to the neem tree. They will sit on the
mango tree.
The very sweet lips and the sweet madhu of mango tree, they will taste. Fruit cannot. Camel cannot go there. Yet, written in this, we will come to that subject. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this way, marga, and that is called, this is called Rag Bhakti, and it is called Raga Nuga. Nuga means?
Follow.
What follows? We'll have to hear how this Radha Krishna, Yashoda Mahu, how has sweet love for Krishna. He has not qualified to hear all these things. Then what we are like animals. We are like what? Atmaghati.
Nideham
addam sulabham sordurlabham plaung sukalpam guru karanadharam mayanukulla nabhetsvate ritam puman jab bhavab abhinataretva atmaha. Atmaghati, he is self-killer. Also, nivatta tarsai rupagiyamanat bhausadhat monobhiramat kautam slok gunanubadat virajet vinapasubhnat. Prachit Maharaj is telling that you are telling all these things, O Sukte Goswami Maharaj. You are so kind to the person. You are nivatta tarsana, having no worldly desires at all. You are naked. You have no difference between woman and man. You have not any kind of kaam, krodh, lobh, mat, moh, master. You have crossed all these things. And you are telling the Hari Katha, past times of Krishna. Those who will not hear, they are like animals, stealers, or atmaghati. Atmaghati, understand? Self-killer. So everyone should. He is telling that Vishi should also hear. Jnani, Yogi, Karmi, every should hear this katha. Otherwise they will be atmaghati. There are so many karmis there, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, and everywhere so hearing all Srimad Bhagavat they heard. Every. Why can't we come? We here. We have come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have been taken initiation, chanting always Harinam. Why can we? And that is why those who will not hear this, they will be atmaghati and they will kill others and also them. And that is why it is going on. So we should hear. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manasam deham asrita. I have explained something. Jasvatva tatparo bhavet. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manasam deham asrita bhajate tadrasi kida. Jasvatva tatparo bhavet. He is telling that anugrahaya bhaktanam, to give mercy. Bhagavan, Mana himself Krishna, had descended in this world and had done Ras Leela. So many past Leelas he has done with gopis and mother, father and Sakha. Those who have a little Shraddha, they must hear all these things. Must. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has told that Bhavet kriya vidhiling ei ihaha kar. Avasya kartavye annatha prativa. He is telling, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that there is a kriya, bhavet, in the last, in this slope. tatparo bhave. Means, this is in Sanskrit, it is called vidhilinga. That is vidhi. Vidhi means? Vidhi mane kya?
Rule and
regulation. This is rule. But, to hear this, they must hear this katha. This is vidhi, order. So those who are not hearing and want to hear, want to have prem, then it will be pattavaya. Pattavaya means it will be some offense if they are not. Because in Shastra he has ordered. If father orders anything, guru orders anything and anyone disobeys, then it is offense. If you are not hearing guru orders, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is guru, Srimad Bhagavat is our guru, Sukadev Goswami is guru, Krishna is our guru. They are obeying us to hear these pastimes of Krishna. If you are not hearing, then he is telling that it is pattavaya. You can read the translation of this. Bhavet kriya vidhiling.
Here the use of the verb bhavet, which is in the imperative mood, tells us that this certainly must be done. Non-compliance would be abandonment of duty.
No purpose?
Yes, okay. This imperative is applicable to...
They have not any time to read all these things so deeply. They have not heard Srimad Bhagavat from any bona fide guru. Swamiji has written all these things, but he has lock and key. So you must go to any Bhagavat and try to read and to hear from them. Then we can know all these things. They are not so much fortunate to hear all these things from his mouth. He read, but he had not time to speak all these things. What purpose?
This imperative is applicable to pure devotees. Neophytes will be able to understand these affairs only after being elevated by regulative devotional service under the expert guidance of the spiritual master.
Yes. Then?
Then they too will be competent to hear the love affairs of Radha and Krishna. Means they will be able to.
Yes.
As long as one is in material...
They are not explain bhavit kriya vidhilinga.
We're coming, let's see. As long as one is in material conditional life, strict discipline is required in the matter of moral and immoral activity. The absolute world is transcendental and free from such distinctions because their inebriety is not possible. But in this material world, a sexual appetite necessitates distinction between moral and immoral conduct. There are no sexual activities in the spiritual world. The transactions between lover and beloved in the spiritual world are pure, transcendental love and unadulterated bliss. One who has not been attracted by the transcendental beauty of Ras will certainly be dragged down into material attraction, thus to act in material contamination and progress to the darkest region of hellish life. But by understanding the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, one is free from the grip of attraction to material so-called love between man and woman. Similarly, if one understands the pure parental love of Nanda and Yasoda for Krishna, he'll be saved from being dragged into material parental affection. If one accepts Krishna as a supreme friend, the attraction of material friendship will be finished for him, and he will not be dismayed by so-called friendship with mundane wranglers. If he is attracted by servitorship to Krishna, he will no longer have to serve the material body in the degraded status of material existence with a false hope of becoming master in the future. Similarly, one who sees the greatness of Krishna in neutrality will certainly never again seek the so-called relief of impersonal or voidist philosophy. If one is not attracted by the transcendental nature of Krishna, one is sure to be attracted to material enjoyment.
No, clearly. Yes. To follow and to hear is not one thing. acting like Krishna and gopis, and to hear their pastimes are not same. What I told?
You said that to imitate the pastimes of Krishna is not the same as hearing about them.
Yes. So imitation has been
forbidden.
But hearing not. So he is telling, Natak samachare tu jap jap. Samach acharet. Acharan means
behave.
Don't behave like gopis and Krishna. But having some sadha, you must hear. Otherwise, you cannot do anything. Because by hearing, the divine couple and the affection of Krishna will come through your heart. We can remember, not we can behave like this. This is the thing. That is why he has told that we should not behave. That what Krishna behaved with gopis and gopis. But if you have sadha and you are hearing from any learned, realized, rasik and bhava. And if we have this thing, we must. Because Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kitam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam koti janma sukritir na labhyate. Bhakti can be had by some sukritis. By some sukritis, bhakti unmukhi sukriti. The sukriti who is related to bhakti, bhagavan and bhakti. That is the sukriti. If you are honoring, if you are serving, if you are hearing, if you are doing any kinds of serving to bhakta, bhagavan and bhakti, like Tulasi, Ganga, Yamuna, Shiv Vigrahas, Vaishnavas, oh, there are manifestations of Krishna. So it will be sukriti, and by this you will have sadhu sangha. And then you can understand anything what he is telling. Otherwise you cannot take anything. You will sleep, you will go away, or you will do here and there. You cannot. You have no faith at all. So if there is past impressions of bhakti and there is much sukriti, then you will have sadhu sangha. And we can take something by sadhu sangha. And if there is no sukriti, no past impressions, sadhu sangha or the father of sadhu sangha will come, nothing they can do. But after that sangha, we can have bhakti. But we cannot have a sangha like Raramananda, like Rupa Goswami, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like our disciple. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labdhate. Koti janma sukriti nan labdhate. Koti koti impressions and having sukritis, we cannot have this sadhu sangha like Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. Those whose heart is has become a rasagulla by the rasa of divine love. They are thinking. And so every particle of that bhakta is like a rasagulla. If you'll do like this, rasa will come. And if you'll twist it, it's so much, but yet there should be some rasa. Without rasa, you can't. And again, you'll put. So, we cannot have, by that past, sukriti this sangha.
What can we have?
It will be only achieved by the unconditional mercy, ahetuki mercy of Krishna and his associate, otherwise not. So if anyhow, by any fortune, you have this son and take it by giving also this head to me. Lalle mukha mulya mekalam. Greed is only the price, nothing else. if there is something, a little greed, it will be so thick, and this person can have that bhav bhakta, rasik bhakta, harikatha, and then they jump up to asakti. There is not to pass anartha nivritti, sadhu sangha, again sadhu sangha, then all the prakriyas, that anartha will go away, then ruchi will come, then asakti. No, they will jump from sabdha to there. So it is very hard to have this sangha like this. Krishna bhakti rasabhava. He is telling that we will have to hear, but don't try to follow. Then acharita. Acharitman, don't behave like this.
Don't imitate.
You should live very far away from ladies, and ladies should far away from persons. They are like ghee and
fire.
We should remember always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this. So if we will not hear, all these things, then we'll have to be like all the persons who have not heard all these things, good things, and they have gone to hell. Even Bhagwan can go. What to? So, even Bhagwan means not that Bhagwan. Devotees like Bhagwan, Bhagavad Bhakta, they can go. Now where they are? They are not here. They were against, but where? And we are for 50 years, more than that, we are just like. But where we are going on. So if you have some Shraddha, you will have to know that who is Krishna, who is our Sadhyan Sadhan. After this I will come to Sadhyan Sadhan. First Shraddha, and then what is our Sadhan? Everywhere, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, everywhere, in three dialogues, Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. First he has told Shraddha, and then after that Sadhana. In Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dialogue, first Krishna, who is he? And after that, who is Jiva? What is Maya? And after that, what is Krishna Prem, and then what is the sadhana? In the same manner, same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everything in very short form. That what is Krishna Prem at first, and then how we can achieve. So first sadhya, we'll have to have the knowledge of sadhya, and then they will come in the dialogue of Raya Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this, I will take that. I will give some lines, outlines of this, that you will be able to walk something. Otherwise, we were lame and without eyes, andha. So today, 12.5 has been done. So go, Premanande. And there should be any greed. Otherwise, we should follow all this. So, Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. But in Raganuga and Vaidhi Bhakti Bodh, all are there. 64 kinds of bhaktis are there. 9 and 5 and 3 and 1. In both. But mood will be changed. The practices will be same. But Ganga, Badin, they will not give that pure bhakti for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended. Tulsi Parikrama will not do this. But if that mood will something come, the greed will come, then Tulsi Parikrama, then chanting, remembering, Ganga Badin, Jamuna Badi Devi will be. They will help. But it depends on the sadhu sangha, like Krishna Bhakti Rasbhava.
Can I ask a question? Explain to me how, just in order to come and what is the thing that will give you contact with Tulsi or Ganga or some kind of bhakta? That has to be sukriti of the sukarma kind. Is this true? That in order to get that bhakti sukriti, you have to have sukarma?
Sukarma and sukriti like same. But sukarma, they are not related to bhakta, bhagwan and bhakti. And those sukarma who are related to bhakti, bhagwan and bhakta, they are called bhakti sukriti. But those who have no relation, like father, mother serving,
right,
like anything else, they are not called sukriti. They can be told only sukriti, only sukriti.
Right. Does the accumulation of that sukarma eventually lead to like Ganga bhakti sukriti?
Yes. To hear, we should not.
But greed means that he has enough bhakti sukriti.
To hear. If there is no sukriti, yet it can come from the mercy of any bona fide bhakta. Nothing to take and to give. Anything. She is swatantra, like Krishna himself.
Srila Prabhupada, you said I have created your highest activity.
What?
There is a famous quotation that Swami Maharaj has said that I have created your sukriti.
You have no sukriti.
Yeah, you had none. Yes. I have given you. Yes, I have created it.
This is Ahatuki Marshi. Yes. This is God. Ahatuki? This is Godless Marshi. If Godless Mercy comes, then everything that we can. Anything? That's it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was into it. And no Haridas Thakur. He was like Srina Dapi Sumi Chela.
Sarurapi Srina.
So say that I am very wretched person and I have taken birth in Muslim community. So I am unworthy to see temple of Jagannath. Because if I go in that way, the way will be
impure, contaminated.
So I should not go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, yes, very good. You should do pranam to chakra. On the top of the dome. He used to do, but when at last he, at the end of his life, he became some Sikh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this and came. Govinda told that he is not taking anything. You have sent him Mahaprasadam, but he could not take. He had done pranam and only. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Parikash, Sardamodar Rai Ramananda, all Sikhi Maiti, Madhavi and all, he came there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told him, how you are Sikh? What is the sickness? How we worship? He told that my sickness is that I have not chanted my
six number.
This is my illness, sickness or anything. So you should give me benediction that I may chant my sixth number. He told that you have done already. If you will chant one name, it will be
sufficient.
About it will be like three
lakh.
No harm. What do you want now? He told, I want that I may see your face, lovely face. And I want to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Seeing your face. And I want to take my last breath chanting Harinam and seeing your face. I don't want to live now. Because I know that you are going very soon, so I cannot, then I will be very slow. So
also very popular. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And he began to
Bhakta Purnima
of Haridas Thakur. All that doing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his body in his lap and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he lost. Mahaprabhu became so feeling so separation mode. The tears were in the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was glorifying Haridas Thakur. And he took Haridas Thakur in his lap and told that with Kirtan we will go to sea. Then with going Kirtan, he came to the sea, and there with his own hand he made a hole there, big hole, and he kept that his spiritual body in that, and he covered, and then he gave some flowers and all this, and then they did parikrama of that samadhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that, with a procession kirtan, he went to Anand Bazar. Anand Bazar, you know?
In Jagannath temple.
There is Anand Bazar where all Mahaprasads are
sold there.
Anyone can say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and they did like this. Did like this. I want some Mahaprasadam. And they all gave as much as he could not
carry.
But he took out all and came to Radha Kantamat Gambhira. And all said, and he was glorifying Haridas Thakur. He is the Acharya of Naam. If anyone has met even one time to Haridas Thakur, who has taken part in Kirtan there, and when we were giving him Samadhi, and who are now taking Mahaprasad, doing Kirtan anyhow, all will go to Krishna. Gaur Premanande! No doubt at all. Haridas, who was Haridas Thakur?
Prama.
Plus Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is the teacher of Narad, disciple of Narad, and devotee of Nrisimhadev. Actually, he was the devotee of Krishna, because everywhere in Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan,
yes, Matirna Krishna,
Matirna Krishna,
Paratova,
and so many times it has been written. Krishna, Krishna, yes. He used to do Krishna. So he told that those who had taken part in any way, all will have Krishna. Had to study some Krishna. Haridas Thakur, he was so patient that he was bitten in the
22nd
market. But even he did not tell that to death would be punished. He told that, no, from my previous impressions, I have taken these things. Death would be forgiven for this. Yeah, oh Krishna, let them forgive. No offense he took from them. Haridas Thakur Bhashya. You know that how he passed in Prahlad Maharaj Charitra of Hiranyakashipu. They wanted to kill him so many ways, but Krishna stepped in. So now we have come here, and he told that at first he was pure. But now he has become pure.
Purest.
He was at a sacred place, Tirtha, but now he has Maha Tirtha. Because he has the sweet dust of Haridas. Now here also the ocean is like Varuna Deva. The
predominating deity of ocean
is Varuna Deva. So Varuna Deva is devotee of Krishna anyhow. So here Swamiji came and the feet dust of Swamiji was there, and this he has touched his lotus feet, so he this is now Maha 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 Krishna. So we should take here this Swamiji here. Do kirtan and do kirtan.
Hari Harai.
He was there.
Prabhupada was there, yes. Jayadev,
how do you start kicking dust on Dwarkati?
What?
It was Dwarkati.
No,
Dwarkati.
Let's play it up with Dwarkati. Now float, Siddhar, and Srimati Radhika there. How?
You can see it. Clear.
I think he was Dwarkati up until...
No, no, I've
not seen it. Prabhupada never even installed him as Dwarkati. Prabhupada never... That was someone else afterwards who forced Prabhupada.
He was taking clothes. He was with Srimati Radhika. How's Dwarkati?
He's always been holding flute.
He's always been
Radhika. On some of the paintings, they have Krishna in Dwarka, even on chariot, I think, but with sometimes flute is there. They're putting, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes. No.
Sometimes they painted. Did they paint with flute sometimes?
Yeah, done before.
But in Dwarka Krishna, sometimes they showed him with flute, no?
Vrindavanam paritajya padam ekam na gacchati. If there was no flute, no this tip of feather, then we can, and if Radhika was there, then I can believe that she can go to God. But I know that she cannot see this. Other than Srimati. The Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhi. Oh my. Bhakti Vedanta Swami has also written so much things. Well, that thing?
Bhakti Swami Vajinasulu. It's in the file. In the suitcase.
I didn't read all these things. I want that Pundarik should tell what I told there in last night. So many good things I have told, so you should hear. Now you should go and take your Mahaprasad breakfast.
For that agitation is to sit and read Krishna book Ras Lila.
Yes.
And I remember because he took the letter and he put it on the...
Where is that letter?
I'm going to try to find it in the database, if I can find it.
The Sonata Chakravarti Thakur has written in his explanation that Dev himself wrote these things, and also Kustuk Dev Goswami, being a bona fide Brahmachari, has written like this. Tat Paro Bhave. If you are not hearing, then you will be what? Not going to ruin it.
They think just the opposite. They think by hearing it affects the material mind, but actually it purifies the material mind.
Only if you have faith.
If you have faith, yeah.
Swamiji. They should read the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam of Swamiji. They should also read this. The Sonachyavati Thakur and Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they take up Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is clear there. But they are not so lucky to, fortunately.
Understanding.
They will hear only propaganda, false propaganda. I think that any of the devotees has not come to me and personally they are hearing.
Yes.
Actually, they made a translation of the purports of the commentaries of Jiva Goswami and Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, but they wouldn't let the devotees have them. So they said, if we let them have them, then they won't buy the books we have.
Yes. I'll have to do this. I'll go to India and then back. But in my book, Venu Ji has given so many arguments.
Yes, in the introduction.
So many arguments. Mm-hmm. Anyone cannot cut. They are telling only that Nestat Samachare to Jati, Jatu Manasapihi, Anishwara, Dinestat Acharan, Maudhat Jatharu to Aptija. So here it is, it has told that you should not try to Acharate. Acharate means?
Imitate.
You should hear. And if you are not hearing, go to hell. You are disobeying Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, Guru and all Vaishnavas. So you are making offense. Clearly it has been written. Dhiraha. The meaning of what is the meaning of dhira? In what
sober.
Vikritam Vajvadvi Dancha Vishnu Sadhanyuko Unshriya Sataparnivija Bhakti Param Bhagavati Patilabhyatamam Hridrogamasu Apihanat Achirena Dhiraha. First bhakti will come, and by the influence and power of bhakti, all the his roles and this calm will go. First calm of Krishna will come here. What is that calm? Gopi's love, affection to Krishna, this is calm. It will come, and then Hridrog will go. Hridrog means
disease of the heart.
What is that disease?
Lust,
and all angry and all especially lust. This will go away. Akirena, actually very soon, dhira. So persistently hearing all these things, they are all called dhira. But those who are not dhira, they will go to hell. What is the meaning of dhira? That in all shastras, all the disciplic orders, Acharya has told that you should hear the Harikatha. Atho Harikatha, Krishna Prem, Krishna Kaam will come. And after this, all Hridrog will go. If anyone is not believing in these things, then they are offense doers. And that will be
ruin.
So the dhira buddhiman purush should hear this and believe in their guru, in the shastra and hari. Because Hari Guru Vaishnava are telling this fact, if you are not obeying and you have no faith on this, then you are offensive. Let me tell you. I went to that letter.
I'll look for it today, if I can find it.
Why they disobey their guru? They are all disobeying their guru.
They don't want the heart to open. They don't want the devotees to find their heart.
Otherwise, anyone will believe them.
Yes.
But I think that if they will take this idea, all will believe them. And it's called this. It's going to be so strengthened. All devotees will come. They want only to control, not to be controlled. They should be controlled by their guru, Shastra and Hari. They should try to learn how to honor Vaishnavas. This very lower etiquette they don't know. How they can know all this? Now you are so hungry. You should go and take some breakfast. And then we will speak in English. I will try to speak in English if the audience are not here.